let out a long, steadying breath when he found himself on solid land. Brick, to be precise, with mortared walls and a slightly arched ceiling just a few inches above his head. It stank like a sewer, and thick effluent trickled beneath his boots. A clattering echoed up ahead, and lights moved from a side tunnel. Ranulph raised his auspics.
Warblade signatures.
The space wolves silently took up positions as best they could against the brick walls, some kneeling to allow others to fire over their heads and past their shoulders. The intruders stopped just out of sight. The vox crackled in Bulvi's ear.
Malaskio!
Recognizing the countersign, the name of the 13th's hall in the Fang, Bulvi replied with the name of its first lord.
Valley Thunderbrow!
Well met, old wolf!
The warrior that showed himself ahead was Packmaster Vangun. A dozen others crammed into the tunnel after him, exchanging relieved greetings with the rest of the old guard. Vangun gestured to the portal.
We came through a while ago, an hour and more. The tunnels lead nowhere as far as we can tell. We were just heading back.
Bulvi noted that there were at least three different squads amongst the men following the Packmaster.
You've been picking up strays.
A few. We've had some run-ins with a thousand suns, too.
Halvdan bristled.
Any sign of that damned sorcerer? Once, but we didn't get close. We lost three in that exchange.
Bulvi said nothing as they all returned to the portal together, but Ranulph fell into step beside him.
How many more will we lose before we are done?
This is battle, brother. Casualties happen. We are committed now. Right or wrong, we have to finish this, or it has been for nothing. We are here to destroy the Thousand Suns. The Wolf King and the Allfather demand nothing less. But I would not have counted you a pessimist before today, Ranulph.
The wise man's heart is seldom cheerful, old wolf.